A lot of people might ask, why do we begin each year January 1st by celebrating Mary as the Mother of God? Wouldn't it be more theologically correct or more fitting if we begin the year with the Lord Jesus Christ? Why do we begin the year with someone else rather than Christ? Why would we begin the year with a creature instead of God himself? Well, perhaps we have missed the point because we have to go back to the origin of today's solemnity. Mary at the Mother of God, the doctrine that was created at the Council of Nicaea when the church fathers pronounced her at the Theotokos, meaning the God-bearer, when she was named the Theotokos or the God-bearer, that definition was to protect Christ at in full of his divinity. So we see from the beginning, every title that we have given to Mary, everything that we have attributed to Mary, everything that Mary have within her own self was never for her own glory, but it was all used to lead us back to Christ, to defend Christ's divinity, and to put Christ at the center of everything. Mary is the Mother of God, is here to remind us that just as she had bore Jesus Christ first within her own soul when she accepted the fiat at the Annunciation, and throughout her whole life, to each and every fiat in serving him and his disciples, as well as her fiat at the foot of the cross. So we too, throughout this whole year, are called to be Mary in each and every moment, especially ones that our heart to understand things that are out of control and things that we don't like. The church begins each and every year with Mary because the church asks us to be Mary. The church asks us to be Mary who is able to reflect all things in her heart. If you don't believe me, why is it so important that we reflect all things in our heart? Because nowadays, if we don't like something, we go on the internet and tell everybody on social media, on Reel, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on TikTok, whatever platform is the newest and hottest right now. We react. We no longer learn how to reflect all things within our own heart. We no longer know how to step back and allow God to speak within that situation, within that person, within that condition, within that moment where God is with us and there's opportunity of grace there. So therefore, if we truly understand Marian theology and doctrine properly, we know that Mary never take any glory or become an obstacle in our love for Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, she always help us to deepen our relationship with Christ. So therefore, I would like to recommend each and every one of us as we begin this new year by focusing on how we can be full of something instead of full of the world. First, I'll ask you to be full of God. Be full of God. Put God first in your life. Not work, not anything else. Put God first. Be full of God. Second, be full of life. Let God speak life into you and into me. And live life. Don't let fears control us, or don't let things turn us and begin to creep in and make us doubt God's goodness. Live life with prudence, with wisdom, but live life. Third, full of love. Learn to choose to love, because love is not just an emotion or a sentiment. Love is a decision, and and the personal decision that we will have to choose to will at times. Last of all, full of joy. This is hard. How can we be joyful when today we heard news that we don't like? Or when it seems like we will never get out of this pandemic? Or it seems like there's never going to be normalcy again? How can we be full of joy? Well, joy is something deeper than happiness, right? It's deeper than euphoria. Joy is knowing who we are and God is with us. Therefore, we can be joyful. So it go back to, that's why I put joy and God at the bookend. We have to be full of God, full of life, full of love in order to be full of joy. So if we see ourselves lacking joy, then go back. Am I full of God? Am I returning to God? Am I putting God first? And if I'm not full of God, then how am I living my life so that God is in every single moment, every single instant, every single occasion, every single relationship, every single part of my life? And if I'm not living life well, am I choosing to love my neighbor? Am I choosing to really embrace the situation that I'm in? Am I willing to choose to really let God teach me how to love the people that are unlovable, or to love myself even at times I feel hard? And if I'm lacking love, then I have to ask myself this: am I choosing to be joyful, or am I allowing the dark lens that I'm wearing to always define me and dictate me? So go back to four things that I've talked about: full of God, full of life, full of love, and full of joy. They all interplay with each other. If we're lacking in any of these, go back and allow the other to kind of strengthen us and deepen our relationship. What can I offer to you this 2022? I'm not going to lie to you and going to tell you this year going to be better, because I don't know, right? I don't know if this year going to be better or not, but all I can tell you that this year is going to be grace-filled because God is with us. He's the Emmanuel. God is with us. And how do we know that God is with us? Every time we go to Mass, every time we receive the Eucharist, His body, His blood, we know in a very real way, in a very personal way, that God is with us. That He loves us. No matter how hard life can be, you'll be okay. We might not always get what we want, but it'll be okay, because God is with us. So be merry, my brothers and sisters. This world is in desperate need of more Marys, the one who reflects all things within her own heart, the one who silently follows after Christ Jesus, even when it got hard, the one who continued to trust and to believe, even when she stood at the foot of the cross, the one who continued to pray for the descent of the Holy Spirit at the upper room, the one who was always, every step of the way, walking in silence but reflecting all things deep within her own heart. We need people who can do that. We need people who can pull the others out of chaos, out of reaction, out of the things that this world is telling us that we need to chase after. Pull them into the peace of God and allow them to rest in His presence. We need to be Mary. Take other people's hands and lead them to God. Say, I might not have the answer for you, but I know who does. I might not be able to solve all your problems, but I know someone that will always be there that will always listen, that will always respond, someone who will always be present for you. God is faithful. Be Mary by taking other people's hand and lead them to God. Physically, sometimes spiritually too. One of the best advice I have received from one of my spiritual director, who told me, Koi, when you become a priest, and when there are parents who come to you and say, Father, my children are not going to church or they have fallen from the faith. What can I do, Father? One of the best advice I received from my spiritual director at that time is that he said, teach them how to bring their children to Mass spiritually and offer their children through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Bring them to church with you even when they cannot be there physically. Be Mary for this world who bring others people to Christ even when they cannot bring themselves. Bring them to Christ and say, Lord, I love these people. Lord, I'm hurt right now. Lord, I'm so confused. Lord, I'm so filled with doubt and despair at times. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but Lord, I bring these people whom I love to you. Take care of them, Lord, in ways that I cannot. Be Mary for this world, because this world is in need of Mary. And you're called to be that imitation and the reflection of the Blessed Mother that this world is so desperately need. So I offer you the fullness of how you and I can live our 2022 again. Be full of God, be full of life, be full of love, and be full of joy. May the Lord be with you.